Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center's blogcast series. Today's episode is titled, Not by Blood, but by Love, written by Tyler Lomnitzer in January of 2018 and read by Victor David. A little more than 100 miles south of Berlin, Germany, just north of the Ore mountain range, lies the small town of Lomnitz. In the early 20th century, when millions of Europeans journeyed to the United States in search for a better life, a small group of immigrants from Lomnitz was processed through Ellis Island. To those immigrants, the United States federal government assigned the last name Lomnitzer. Just as those from New York are called New Yorkers, so too were those from Lomnitz to be called Lomnitzers. Although I am not German by blood, there is a special place in my heart for the small town of Lomnitz and the group of Lomnitzers that settled in America. When my paternal grandfather was born, he was left by his biological mother at the doorstep of a convent. The loving nuns found a home for the baby, and he was adopted as an infant. He then became Charles Lomnitzer, a beloved member of the Lomnitzer family. It is through the generosity of the Lomnitzers that I, Tyler Lomnitzer, three generations removed, have a wonderful life and continue to bear the family name with honor and gratitude. The Lomnitzers recognized the dignity of each and every human person. Charles's biological mother was unable to care for him, but the Lomnitzers nevertheless saw Charles as a gift and blessing to their family. Just as America provided a beacon of hope and the promise of a better life to the Lomnitzers, so too did the Lomnitzers provide a beacon of hope to my grandfather. I found the story of my family to be a powerful moment of prayer during the annual Vigil Mass for Life. The Mass takes place at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., the night before the annual March for Life. Packed into the Basilica were thousands of Catholics from all over the country who had gathered to pray for the legal protection of the unborn and for an increase in the recognition of the sanctity of life from conception until natural death. We gathered under the leadership of the bishops. Cardinal Dolan from the Archdiocese of New York was the celebrant and homilist, to come together as a church in fellowship and prayer. It was the nuns' prayer and commitment to life that found a home for my grandfather and paved the way for my life in this world. It will be the prayer and commitment to life for all those present at the Basilica that will lead to, God willing, thousands of beautiful lives to come. It was also the prayer and commitment to life of the Lomnitzers that allowed them to find room in their home for a little boy who needed parents. The Lomnitzer lineage is my lineage, not by blood, but by love. Please join me in prayer for all those who need parents or lack other necessary means of survival. As a question for reflection, what are some ways that you can touch the life of someone you encounter so that the other might recognize their own life's gift and sanctity?